Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep. And I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
Oh, The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. And today is Monday, so you're going to be getting that digging deeper. Dark Seeker has painstakingly gone through all of the podcasts in Bachelor Nation and culled together the best clips, the ones you need to hear, the ones with all the tea. We've got clips today from Clickbait with guest host Jill Chin and guests Kenny and Mari Pepin. We've got a clip from Dear Shandy. We've got some clips from Off the Vine with guest Claire Crawley. You're going to want to hear this. There's so much tea. This is definitely all Sauce Wars stuff that's going on with Claire Crawley. It's unreal, the things she's saying. And then, of course, our main course is going to be many clips from the Vial Files with guests Greg Grippo and Victoria Fuller from a few weeks ago. And that is also a lot of Sauce Wars stuff going on. Oh, this is Sauce Wars. The clickbait is Sauce Wars. Everything we're doing today is Sauce Wars.
Last night was Sauce Wars.
Yes, last night, as we are recording this on Friday, last night we attended Stefan Lovegrove's first Noel Ball. It was beyond fascinating. And we are going to be covering that. We're going to be talking about that on This Week in Bachelor Nation on Friday. We want to be able to give it the time it deserves. But God, it was an incredible event, to say the least.
It was an actual fever dream for me. I was like, how is this happening? What I'm looking at.
I couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. It is something that I will have memories of for the rest of my life. But today, what we are going to do is go through these clips This is
Digging Deeper.
All right. First up, we got that clickbait. Again, guest host Jill Chin. Seems like they're trying her out here in the vacated spot left by Tier. So we don't know if she's going to get the job or not, but seems like they're giving her a shot. And in this clip, Grocery asks Jill if she would consider being the Bachelorette if she were to encounter circumstances similar to the Wendekia dual lead season, which leads to some very interesting insight from company player Natasha Parker. Let's listen to the clip.
All right, so let me ask you this question, because I do agree with you, Jill, and that's how I think I would feel. But let's say you signed the contract, you're ready to go. It's like 5 days before, and they're like, hey, like, just so you know, we just signed on Genevieve to be the co-bachelorette. And oh my God, you're so like, funny. No. And they're like, okay, fine. Then you're out. Would you walk away from it?
It would depend who it is. I feel like Genevieve and I could like, I feel like it, well, first of all, it'd be too much chaos. That could never happen. It would just be a wreck.
I kind of think it'd be great. I don't know.
We make great TV together. But I don't know. That's tough. It would definitely depend on who the other person was. And, but I just feel like, first of all, I'm 99% sure I would say no to being Bachelorette, honestly. It's too much.
Yeah. Jill, you on clickbait, girl. Don't say that.
Okay, fine. Hello, this is my audition. Like, I don't know.
No, it's not about it being your audition. I just think that, like, it's if you, I mean, listen, if you're like, Paradise did a number on me and I'm not ready to date, that's one thing. But it's another thing, like, the chances that you get to be, to have 30 guys going after you. True. How many times in your life is that going to happen, girl? You know what I mean? Like, all at once.
This is unreal. Jill Chin is like, oh, yeah. Natasha says, don't say that. You're on clickbait. Oh, yeah, right. This is my audition. No. It's not an audition. It is. First of all, she's right. She's acknowledging that. And she realizes she made a misstep here. You don't go against the company.
Don't say that you're on clickbait. Like, chilling.
Yeah, I mean, Natasha Parker understands here. You're on clickbait. You have to uphold the company line. This is a company podcast. Mm-hmm. No tea here, only sauce.
Praise the process.
Exactly. Praise the process. And then Natasha Parker goes one step further. She's not just praising the process. She's describing the process as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. If you get the call to be the Bachelorette, you take it no matter what, is essentially what she's saying here. Mm-hmm. Even despite what we just saw happen to Gabby, Wendy, and Rachel Recchia on season 19 of Bachelorette, where they get half the screen time, their whole lives are fucked up as a result of it. And that's directly the question that Grocery is asking Jill Chin here. If you were put in that situation, would you be Bachelorette? And Jill Chin is like, no, probably not. And then Natasha Parker's like, yes, you would. Say that you would.
Well, I love that she has this 4TRR distinction where it's like, you know, if you're not ready to date, that's one thing. That's a 4TRR reason to not be the Bachelorette. But to not do it because of anything else is heresy.
Right. To not do it because of mental health.
The chances to have 30 guys fighting over you. And it's like, the last Bachelorette season we saw was a dual Bachelorette. And were they fighting over the women? It didn't feel that. That wasn't really the tone.
No. And this clip is a very good appetizer because it sets up something that is thematically going to be in many of these other clips, especially once we get to Off the Vine and Vial Files, which is talking about the mental health aspects of going into the show and how it really does fuck people up and not enough people are talking about it. And so, again, especially when we get to Off the Vine with Claire Crawley, she is doing a lot of talking about that. But let's move on to our second clip. This is a clip from Dear Shandy with guest Ben Zorn. And in this clip, Zorn spills some tea about his season of Bachelor in Paradise and producer involvement in his dog lover storyline. Do you remember that, by the way?
Yes.
I made a meme, I think, with him as a, yeah, his face was a dog face and it said, I'm a dog guy.
Oh,
I
just
remember that.
All right. I like how that's like how we remember the storylines is through like what clues mesh their heads with.
Every once in a while, yeah.
You got pizza face, you got dog face.
I remember I turned Daniel Maguire into an eagle once. At any rate, let's Listen to this clip. Here we go.
I actually don't remember. Did he come back with somebody?
I don't remember what happened. Could you recap us on your season?
So it was very unforgettable or very forgettable from that standpoint. Okay. I didn't go on any dates at all the entire time I was on Paradise.
I remember this. And I remember being like, why isn't anyone going for Ben Z?
Because of Stacey.
And so I go through the whole show and I think there was 3 or 4 days left of filming. And I was just kind of over it. And I was ready to head home.
You missed your dog, didn't you? It's coming back to me.
I know. This is the insider stuff. So, I mean, I told them, I was like, I'm planning on going home. I was just going to take off, you know, before the rose ceremony, this and that. And I asked them, I was like, do they have anybody else that's coming in that I might be interested in? And they told me he was coming in and I was like, well, not really interested in anybody. So I'm just going to see my way out. And so I said my goodbyes to everybody. And you can tell in those interviews when they're trying to push something. And at the time I had a puppy. I had just gotten my dog Zeus. And I think he was 6 months old at the time. And of course they were pushing that, do you miss your dog? You know, are you excited to see him? Things like that. Mm-hmm. And so it ended up turning into me leaving because of my dog, which of course, if they don't have anything bad to say about you, they'll find something funny to say about you.
Yeah, yeah.
That last piece of this, if they don't have anything bad to say about you, they'll find something funny to say about you. He's essentially explaining that if you're not a protected player, if you're not a player who has a storyline pre-written for you, they will try to turn you into a villain. And if they can't do that, they will try to turn you into a fool. And they will always be able to do that. Here, they've taken something that is super inconsequential, not even really a part of his character. I had just gotten this new puppy, so they turned that into a whole thing. And they made him the guy who loved his dog so much. I remember they had like things where he was walking on the beach and they put a picture of the fucking dog like in the sky, like he was thinking about it and shit like that. They manufactured that out of nothing, thin air.
This line is wild to me. If they don't have anything bad to say about you, they'll find something funny. Because if you're self-eliminating, you're not doing what they want. You're not getting cut at a rose ceremony. You're not staying in a relationship, which is 4TRR. So it's like, it's kind of back to the Natasha clip. Like, you have to praise the process and you have to go with whatever they want or else. Like, and they don't like self-elimination. They want to choose the order that everyone is going home. And so this is really, really funny to me, this clip, because it's like he didn't give them anything, but that doesn't matter.
So they turned him into a fool and sent him on his merry way. But speaking of people doing self-eliminations and not doing what the producers wanted.
By the way, it's like when they made a huge thing out of Teddy Wright not saying bye to everyone.
Yes.
When she left.
But I think that, like in Ben Zorn's case, it was more like, well, how do we get some content out of this guy that we can fill this episode with? And so they gave him it's an innocuous full edit. Yes, this guy loves his dog and he's thinking about his dog. It doesn't paint him in a bad light or even a stupid light.
It wasn't like Hayden level.
No, it wasn't Hayden level where people were questioning whether his dog was really even sick or anything like that. It was just like, oh, it's cute. This guy loves his dog. But there are, I think, much worse ways to go out. And talking about that self-elimination, you know, there are people who have done it in ways that are way crazier, including
fuck you Chris Harrison.
Well, fuck you Chris Harrison definitely on Paradise was one of them, but Claire Crawley did it in her season of Bachelorette 16, and she did it for ostensibly the right reasons. She found love. The purpose of the show is to help you find your soulmate. She did that. They should have been happy for her. They were not. She is the guest on Off the Vine from December 1st, and this entire podcast is worth listening to. We have here the best clips, four of them. Let's just get into this. So again, this is Off the Vine with Claire Crawley. In this first clip, Claire Crawley and Kaylin Bristowe discuss the characters the producers wanted them to be in their seasons of The Bachelorette and how they used those archetypes then against them. Once they played ball, then the producers fucked them for playing ball. Let's take a listen.
The exact thing that they wanted me for, to be on the show for, is what they were shitting on me for. You know, it's
and
like
used against you.
You know who you want, what you want. You can make the choice right away. All the things that I, the reason I went on there, it was just like, they made it look the opposite into this character that they wanted to portray me as. And it's like, it's frustrating because it's like, I am that way when I'm defensive. I am that way when I'm protective of myself.
Yeah.
And Brian found out, and what the people who love me and know me find out, is that it's like, I'm that way when I'm protecting myself.
Yeah. So when your walls are up, when you don't feel safe, which it's hard to feel in that environment, because you kind of have to know going into it, like, I want, like, it was kind of same thing for me where I was like, I want to be this quirky and edgy and offside Canadian who just goes in guns blazing. Like, that's who I am. And that's who I was. And it's great because they did portray that. But I also got that used against me when it came to, like, you know, the sex shaming and all these things that came along with it. But for you, it felt like, well, and you had so much experience where I feel like you kind of knew games that had to be played, the show that had to be made, what needs to go on. And that's really hard to just play the game if you know too much. Where I, when I was a bachelorette, I kind of was, I'm not going to call myself dumb, I was just naive. I just didn't know the ins and outs of making a television show.
How are you supposed to know that? How are you literally supposed to?
I would never. And so I felt really safe with a lot of people there because, you know, I was like, well, they're not going to hurt me, they're my friends. But it turns out they're producers and they're trying to make a TV show. But so I did feel safe. So I was able to, like, completely be oblivious to any kind of manipulation until the end, where I feel like you were so aware of what could be happening to you in order to make television that your walls were up. And so when you didn't feel safe and you didn't feel like you could completely be who you wanted to be on the show, they were like, oh, we're going to use that against you almost.
There is something that many ex-players will say a lot, and Caitlin Bristow does it here two or three times. She uses the justification that the producers have to make television in order to essentially rationalize the shitty things that they do to the players. And I would just say, I think that is like a little Stockholm syndrome-y. It's you don't have to do these bad things to make TV. Plenty of TV shows get made without maliciously destroying the fucking psyche of the people involved in the television shows. But I think that there's this idea within the player culture that is like, well, yes, when you're going to make a TV show, so that means the producers get to fucking destroy you if they want to a little bit. And I don't think that's how it should be. But it's weird that to even hear Caitlin Bristow is saying it, you know, somebody who has come out of this, come out the other side of it into a very successful career, still has that attitude of like, well, they were making a TV show, so it was okay that they totally fucked me over on my season.
I mean, that line makes her a fence player. You know, she's going back and forth between like, I thought they're my friends, but they're producers. I was oblivious. And then, well, you know, things are happening in order to make TV, as kind of a third passive voice. I do like the tid into like Caitlin being like, I was trying to be this quirky Canadian player, and luckily they did portray it. And I'm like, yeah, it totally makes sense. Cause she, I mean, that season, she just absolutely crushed everyone from night one on. And it was so incredible to watch and to hear that it was kind of intentional. Like, that makes me happy. They had the twist of Claire leaving. They could have easily made it like, oh my God, she just fell in love so hard. Love at first sight is real, so she's leaving. I guess their fear was that if they didn't vilify her, that it would hurt the process and other crowns would want to end their seasons early.
Of course. I mean, can you imagine if that just became the norm and they'd have to have another lead waiting in the wings every season just in case? In terms of like actual production, you're talking about in order to make a television show, that season, I cannot imagine what a nightmare it was for the producers of that season. And I'm not saying I have any sympathy. They know what they're signing up for too. Just like they tell the players that. And just like all the players in many of these clips will say, like, we kind of know what we signed up for. They have to make a TV show. It's like, yeah, they do have to make a TV show. You don't. You have to fall in love. And that is your only goal there. That's on the producers to then figure out what the fuck to do if it ends early. But I don't know. I found this a very interesting clip in terms of them talking about the idea that you can come in and play this character that they want you to play. In Caitlin Bristow's experience, it was the free spirit. Then they turn that against her, where she talks about her getting shamed for having sex. I believe she's talking about with Nick Viall before Fantasy Suites in her season of Bachelorette. So she's playing a free spirit. That's what they like about her. That's why they select her as the Bachelorette.
Right.
And then they turn it against her. And it's the same thing that they did with Baylock High, if you want to look at that. He was a valued player who got a hero edit, who got a victim edit even in his season of Bachelorette. Then they bring him to Paradise and they absolutely destroy him. So,
yeah.
To me, that's an interesting part of this process, too. In order to make television, sometimes they're going to turn against the people that they've been protecting for a minute. But now, let's move on to this next clip, which I think is probably the most important one from this Off the Vine. Because Claire Crawley and Caitlin Bristow get into a very interesting conversation about mental health in the player pool and how it's discussed and treated. And I think this clip exactly in terms of where we are in the Sauce Wars, it's a pivotal point because players are starting to open up about this, how their mental health is affected by going into the show, how their mental health is affected coming off the show when they have to deal with all the comments and rewatching the episodes and all of this stuff. And this clip specifically, they start talking about how they can kind of feel a change coming. So let's take a listen to this clip. If you would like to hear this clip and the rest of the clips from Claire Crawley discussing her experience as a bachelorette with Caitlin Bristow on her podcast Off the Vine, and then you want to hear all of those juicy clips from the Viall Files where Victoria Fuller and Greg Grippo are discussing their night after the final rose, their relationship, their trip to Italy, all kinds of stuff. If you want to hear all that and Pace Case and I reacting to it, and you want to get access to our Discord, and you want to see our live pregame shows that we do every Monday at 4:30 West Coast time, you're just going to go to patreon.com/gameofroses. Join us in the bottom of the pit. You get access to all that stuff, and we hope to see you there very soon.
It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.